Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hello, lovelies.
Lovelies. Hi.
I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
Welcome to another episode of Show Me Scares. And actually, this episode is a little bit different than normal. There's not really a story to tell. I mean, actually, there's a few stories to tell, but it's a little different. So we actually, you'll notice, we mentioned a few times in the recording that it's a bonus episode, but it ended up being so long that we could use it for a normal episode. So I wanted to just go ahead and release it as a normal episode and maybe start the conversation within our group and stuff and just see what kind of reaction we got and how interested other people may be in what we're talking about. So enjoy, and we will be back right after this recording and talk a little bit more. Okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it. Bye.
It's a bonus episode.
You didn't even tell people.
I know. Well, I didn't plan on doing it, but because I kind of wanted to see what was going on. And this thing came together so quickly that
I didn't really have time.
Mm-hmm. I did forget to post the picture on Facebook.
No way. Shayla K.
I know, I'm terrible. So, everybody, I mentioned on a few episodes ago, a couple episodes maybe, that I was very interested and fascinated by the study of past lives, and I was looking for a past life hypnotherapist and just wanted to see how that process worked, all of that. I have seen things on television, so we watched Josh Gates do his investigations in the afterlife.
Man crush.
Yes. It's my only man crush, Josh Gates.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, so we watched him do that, and he did a past life regression where he was hypnotized. And so everything that we're telling you is the same concept. What she used is exactly the same concept as what we just did. So yeah, we had a QHHT therapist reach out to us.
Explain what those initials mean.
Quantum.
Dot, dot,
shit.
Dot. I have a, hold on.
Hold. Okay, we got it. Quantum healing hypnosis technique.
Because I had to look it up, because that's what she would say the whole time. I'm like, what do those word initials even mean?
So Christy Clemens Hoffman, she reached out to us and said, hey, losers, I'm right here in Kansas City and I do this. And so, of course, I was very interested, reached out to her, had a great conversation with her on the phone, and she invited us to one of her group therapy sessions, which we just did. This is Friday night. We just got done with it, but I wanted to jump on here and give you guys the scoop quickly because we're both kind of blown away. So,
and we haven't even talked about our experiences.
No, and that's another thing I didn't want for us to discuss it until we did here. So basically, this is a group session where she leads us through a past life and then to a future life where you can choose 100, 200, or 300 years in the future. And I hadn't heard of that part before, which, doy, that makes total sense. But so going into this, I was obviously already very interested and fascinated by this. I've heard tons of past life stories. And
I was not.
No. Terry's the huge skeptic, and I told her about that.
Thanks. She called me out on
that. She totally called you out in the session, because everyone else there was like
totally into it. And I was just like, oh, yeah. My
and
God.
And she 100% called Terry out and was like,
I blame you.
Well, you should, because I told her. So anyway, we went through this session and we're both kind of buzzed on it right now. And so I wanted to get on here, just do a quick rundown? Bonus episode mm-hmm. where you guys could hear what our experience was. I did have Nancy, who is in the group all the time, and she's on our lives a lot. She did a past life tarot reading.
Did they match up?
Not so much, but tarot's really hard for me to understand, and it's totally my fault that I don't understand it.
You have a book.
Yeah, but I really need to read into more of what she said, mm-hmm. but it was so long and a lot of reading that I was like, I'm going to have to like tear those apart piece mm-hmm. by piece to understand it. And so this way we could like talk through it and stuff instead. So once I get to like tearing those apart and like finding the similarities, I'm pretty sure that'll probably be cool.
Probably. It'll probably blow your mind.
Probably. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through and tell what our experience was. So just so you understand how this works, whenever you go into the hypnosis, you are taken to a past life, and basically the therapist will just ask you to envision yourself or feel yourself in your body and what it was if you had a body. And are you male or female? Or do you have a job? Where do you live? Those kinds of things. And then you will go to three important days in that lifetime. And then you will visit the last day of your life and go through your death. And then you come out on the other side and you can see your entire past life after that.
And a major thing Christy would mention is your purpose. What do you think your purpose is? Uh-huh. And that makes you really think about things. Uh-huh.
And so whenever you do a one-on-one session with her, she said it's like 4 to 6 hours long.
Which are you wanting to do that?
Yeah. Have you met
That's
me?
That's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it will.
We'll have to do 2 days. What if I want to do it now? Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, that's great.
She's going to be tired of us.
She is. So let's just get into it. Do you want to share your past life first, or how you want to do this?
I'll go first.
Okay. So Terry, tell us about your past life.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if this is so cliche, though, because I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, so let me ask you this first, then. Do you feel like you got completely into your right brain and you could...
I could visualize everything down to the color of the kitchen table that was in my house.
Could you feel yourself there?
I could smell things.
Okay, yeah, you were there. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first time she had us go back, I was... Of course, I'm a boy. 9 to 12, per se.
You still are.
You tell me that all the time, so I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This has got to be something that's in my brain because Shayla says it all the time. But then I could see it. I have dirty jeans on, a white shirt that I've been playing out in the trees, in the dirt, coming home for supper. So okay. Christy had us walk through our front door. Look at our house and then walk through the front door. My house is just nothing fancy. It's just a house that's made of wood. Like, I want to say 30s.
Okay.
30s.
1930s.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
And so I walk through the door and she mentions to visualize what your living room looks like. And there was a box TV, black and white. There was a bench, like not a couch, like a wooden bench. So I'm thinking we was kind of poor, but I felt happy. I felt, you know, like it didn't bother me. She said, visualize your kitchen. So I looked to my left and my kitchen was straight, like just straight. All the cabinets was straight down through there. Stove, the sink, a woman standing at the sink in an apron.
Is that your mama?
I guess. short brown hair. I could totally see her still right now. And then the fridge was off to the side. And then she said, walk into your kitchen. And I did. And I seen the dining table, which is a metal table with white top, with metal chairs and the round cushion.
We all know what table you're talking about.
But is this because I've heard this? Or am I really seeing this? This is where I'm, why am I skipped? Then she said, go to your bedroom. So I went to the bedroom. I have bunk beds, so apparently I have a brother, probably a brother. And then she has us go to another important date. So I walk out onto a field full of lights, a crowd, a baseball field. So, like I said, I was a big ball player in school. Is this because this is what I want to see? Or is this really coming to me?
So, skeptic.
I smell the field.
Ooh.
I see the cleats. the odor cleats, the black leather looking cleats, wooden bat, fluffy white pants, the uniform pants. Yeah, like
were
the
30s. Were you a Yankee?
I did not have pinstripes on.
Okay.
I could see the logo of a C. I looked it up.
Were you a Cub? Get out of my house right now. Sorry. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I didn't have pinstripes.
So you know you weren't a Yankee. That's all that matters. I weren't a Yankee.
But I can still see the uniform right now. I felt very nervous because I was on deck. And I was like, it had to be like my first game or something because I was like.
So you were in the big leagues, you think?
It could have been minor. Who knows? I was just like taking it all in because I felt like it was my first time. Like, I had that energy.
Yeah.
The nervousness, the, like, holy shit, I've made it type thing. And then after that, we went on, and I was on a motorcycle. So I'm like this cool-ass dude in my past. I'm riding a motorcycle. I have a lady.
You're still a cool-ass dude, babe.
Shut up. I have a lady behind me.
Oh.
I am driving this motorcycle with one arm and my other arm on her knee.
Okay.
Like, come on, is that cliche shit or what? God.
You are such dude.
I was such a dude. So, I am so gay right now. No wonder.
You weren't very gay in your past life.
Shut up. But I did like the ladies, apparently. From there, I went on to the next step. I felt myself, I was in a military uniform with another guy next to me. We was laying up against the sandbags discussing things, and there was nothing going on, no fighting, nothing. I feel like we were just waiting for something. He was rolling a cigarette. We had our guns propped up next to us, like old military uniforms. Like, I could see it. I could see the rips. I could see the helmet. I couldn't smell anything during that.
Your mind is blown just the way you're telling this.
I am shaken because, like, this is, I don't know. And the next step was a wedding day. I seen so specific things. Wedding day, three-layer white cake. Everything was white. Like, I was dressed all in white. She was dressed, of course, in white. The people around us was in a blur. I couldn't really tell anybody important. And then comes the part that kind of like hits me in my feels. So we're going to the part of where we see ourselves pass.
The last day of your life?
Yeah. So I'm an older man in a nursing home. I am in a button-up blue pajama shirt. And
I see. Or
it's white with white pants, and they have the blue pinstripes with glasses. I have metal glasses. And I'm sitting in the, like, an area where there's, like, two or three older people. There's an older lady with a walker, but it's not like walkers today. It's, like, a different style. I don't know. I've never seen it. And I'm laughing. I'm happy. I'm satisfied with myself. I'm going to get emotional because the last thing I did was just got up. And the last thing I seen was me just walking down the hallway to my room. I couldn't take myself to the point where I passed.
Where you died.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't know if I'm blocking it.
Well, she does say that you don't have to go through that. Like, you can just end up on the other side of it, and that's okay.
But I felt accomplished and satisfied, and I felt like I can feel people looking at me walking down the hallway and, like, saying he's a good man.
Aww.
Or he was a good man. So I felt like I did something important, or I was a good man, you know? That's what I went through just now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what was your purpose?
So right then or
yeah,
right now?
Well, what did you get from that? Yeah.
Okay. So if you come up to me and ask what my biggest fear is in life, and it is
getting old.
I am scared to death of, I think it's because of my job.
Oh, yeah. Because you see the state that people are in.
And I see people being alone and family turning their backs on. Wow.
Are you all right?
Woo.
That really sucks. I know what you mean. That people are left alone Nobody's there to take care of them like they thought they probably would be. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard. And you see it all the time. All the time.
Right.
And so that is terrifying for you. The thought of getting older and being abandoned.
Right.
Really. Mm-hmm. And so.
I'm not scared anymore.
And so that's something really cool that kind of comes out of all of these that I understood, mm-hmm. is what's that lesson? And if there's something that's hindering you in this life, learn from the past life. And whenever something comes up like that, you can tell that past life of yours, that old man, it's okay, you made it, everything's fine.
Right.
And yeah, it's very interesting. That was an emotional trip for you.
It was. I even...
The skeptic who thought it wasn't even real.
Yeah, well, I gotta rethink that now.
Don't I? Okay, so...
Tell me about yours.
Yeah, I'll let you get your shit together over there.
Sorry. Stupid. Look what you put me through.
I know. So I got to share mine during the session. So I shared with the group. Which was really scary. This seems so personal. And so to share it, I was really hesitant.
Yeah, you're telling me.
But yeah. So mine, I land in my past life. I am in the middle of a field. I say the middle of a field, but I'm standing on a road, a dirt road. And I don't mean like a gravel road. I mean, like there's grass in the middle of it.
Like a path?
Yeah, almost. It's very, I would say the time period is early 1800s, probably.
You way back then.
I did. I am just looking out over my fields. There's a barn in front of me. It's not big. It's more just for equipment. There's not really animals there to care for. But I am a young man. I'm very strong. I could feel my abs and my hips, how strong they were. My biceps were just very, like, I just felt powerful.
He was a masculine man.
I was. But it was because of what I did for a living. I was a farmer, and I got that it was something like potatoes.
Oh, so a lot of lifting.
Something like that. I kept going back to potatoes.
Weird.
Like that was what I was farming, which is really weird because that's my favorite thing in the world. Hi.
That's valid.
I know. Whenever, because I was like, what am I farming? Like what? And I'm like, all I can come up with is potatoes. Like I kept seeing myself turning over mounds of potatoes. So weird. And so then I was very proud. I was so proud of who I was and what I had accomplished at that point. I was a very young man and this was my land, and I had, I knew my wife was inside and we were newlyweds. Like I knew that this was the start of something.
Like you had it made.
Yeah.
You happy yet.
Yeah. So my first significant event was the birth of my daughter. And so I'm standing on my front porch with my father, my brother, her father is there, I think. I felt like somebody from her family was there, but then I also felt like her family wasn't around. So I'm not sure if it was really family or just like a godfather or something situation. I don't feel like he was related to her, but all of us men were outside. And all the ladies were inside. I can hear her screams. And then I don't get to go in, of course, because I'm a man. Until the baby is born. And I was just holding her and looking at the little bugger before we got taken away to the next important. Like I was standing there holding her when I was lifted out of that moment. That was very cool. To see my child and loved her so much.
Just it was, in those few moments.
Yeah. So then my second event was very interesting. We were on a riverbank It was a very small river, not very wide, but very deep where we were playing. And it was a family picnic. Again, it was mostly my family. I didn't get the sense that her family was around. My daughter was about 8. And we were just having a nice family picnic by the river. It was hot. Everybody was in and out of the river swimming. But the weirdest thing, I was very happy, but I also felt the distance from my wife. My wife was distancing herself, and I knew she was leaving me. And I think she was leaving me for someone that was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
But your family was there.
Right. Ugh. So I'm not sure who it was, but I just knew. I was watching them. They were standing by this tree together. I knew she was leaving me for him. Eww. I knew. And I was taken out of that moment and landed into my third significant moment in my life when my daughter is getting married.
Aww.
Yes. And I notice my wife is not there.
Oh, so you raised your daughter?
I raised my daughter on my own.
Weird back then.
Uh-huh. So my wife has abandoned us. And she's not there. I am standing, after I walk my daughter down the aisle, I am standing. She's just beautiful. She has big, big brown eyes. And she still has the chunkiness in her cheeks. So she's really young still. Mm-hmm. A very round face. She's just gorgeous. And I walk over to take my spot, to take my seat, and I'm holding hands with my mother. My father's not there either. I think he's passed at that mm-hmm. point. But my mother holds my hand while we watch my daughter get married, and I am just beaming with pride. I'm so proud of her and very happy with the man that she is marrying. And then I'm taken to the last day of my life, and I have had an accident in the field, something with the equipment.
Oh, no.
And it has done something to my chest area. I feel like maybe crushed me because it's hard for me to breathe. It's very painful in my chest, and I know I don't have lung, and there's nothing that they can do for me. But the interesting thing is my daughter is there with me. And she is a doctor. She is my doctor.
That's weird back then, too.
Yeah. And I am just so proud of her for what she has done, who she has become. She's everything. She's amazing to me. And, like, knowing that I'm not going to be around anymore is fine because, to me, she's my legacy that I have left. Yeah. And so I really like that she asked what the purpose was. And the only purpose I felt throughout it was get this girl grown up, take care of her, give her everything, work your ass off to make sure that she has everything that she needs because she is going to change the world.
And you did.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know who she was. Maybe, I mean, even if she was a doctor and saved someone's life, that's something. But
that's a purpose.
Yeah, it was just all of my energy, all of my love was for her.
Constantly. She had to be a good person as much as you loved her. And
I hope so. She seemed like she's all right.
I could tell. God.
But yeah, no, That's the only thing that I can come up with. But the fact that I was so proud was like shined through on, like, she was my legacy. She was what I left behind, what I gave to the world. And so that was very interesting that I just gave all of it to another person.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she came from me, so maybe that was why.
Yeah. She's the one lady that didn't hurt you back then.
Yeah. Oh, but that's another thing.
Oh.
was my wife that left me, I never felt any ill will toward her at all. I forgave her immediately. Huh. It never even crossed my mind to be angry with her. I just felt she had to do what she had to do, and I didn't have time to be angry because I had this amazing woman to raise.
I felt like her leaving her daughter with you just made it all right better.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't care because you had your daughter.
Yeah.
She was your pride and joy.
And, like, we didn't have time for someone bringing us down because I was going to raise this amazing woman. That was the end of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that blows my mind. Yeah. How do you feel about it? Like, today, what do you think the purpose is and what have you learned?
I think that I feel like it might carry into my life now because I do forgive very easily.
That's true. It takes a lot for you not
to. A lot. Yeah. If I have ever written you off, you've done something terrible. Because I might be mad at you for a minute, but I'm going to get over it. And I never wish anybody ill will. I always hope they're doing their best. So that's interesting.
What did you think about mine?
It's funny.
Why is it funny?
I'm just picturing you, boy Terry, driving your motorcycle with your arm.
I didn't even want to mention that because that's just like, that's so gay.
It's so funny.
The one thing that I didn't mention that I had the most smell was riding on a blue bus with the ball players.
Oh God, I bet that had a smell like farts and
I forgot
BO.
About that. Hey. Sweat. I smelled sweat really strong.
So,
yes.
The interesting part, the surprise part, is the future life.
This one I didn't get as much detail.
Okay. Well, and it's very relaxed. It's not it's a little bit more laid back, not quite as formal as the other. And she does, you know, say it's kind of for fun because these things can change. Obviously, the future can always change depending on what the present what happens here. So
what if we go to do a one-on-one session with her and everything completely changes from the past that I just screwed this up?
Well, it could be another one.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you go ahead and tell your future because
it's kind of short.
That's fine.
At first, how did she have us enter this? I can't remember.
We just entered and we're in our future life.
Did the thing. Okay. I was a male, 40s, 45.
Oh, you're old man now. That's not old.
I was going down like
government. Oh, wait. How many years did you go?
Oh, that's what I was asking you earlier, and you wouldn't tell. You didn't. Yeah, 200 years.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm a male, 40, 45 years old. I'm important. I'm going down some government steps, and I keep going down them. Ooh. Like it was a repeat. But I have like an armor suit on.
An armor suit?
Like metal, like some kind of robot suit.
Oh.
But I don't think it was like robot. It was just that kind of material. I don't know how to explain it. And that's what kept happening. I just kept seeing myself going down these government steps and a government building behind me. And then she had us go to our home. Well, I'm in this like community that has like tall walls and a big gate you have to go in.
Zombie apocalypse.
Oh my gosh. And as soon as I get there, I'm not in the suit anymore, and I have a boy and a girl, kids and a wife. Everybody seems happy, but I'm very secretive. And then she had us go to another place, and I am in like this office just in street clothes. But I'm working on building something important that's going to, like, protect people or save somebody in, like, I don't know if it's still, like, a war or a certain part of the war or I don't know, but it's like some kind of sphere.
Oh.
And a person is inside of it, and it's like got a shield around it, like a glass around it.
Are you an alien?
I don't know. An alien. But this thing is to protect somebody. Like, I don't know from what, but like all I can think of is like if they're going into a dangerous situation and just needs to be like guarded from things. Interesting. It's like a big bubble, but it's got like metal. I could like totally see it still right now, but it's got like metal and stuff. Anyway. And then she had us go to her last day. And I guess I'm blocking it out. I can't see how I die. I just see I'm on the top of the government steps in a casket.
Were there a lot of people there? Like, did you see anything?
I didn't.
Like that?
All I could see is like I was standing looking at the casket and have see the government building in the back, and I had a bunch of like military flowers around my casket.
Huh.
So I don't know. If I was like
and by military flowers, you mean red, white, and blue? Is that what you're going
right,
for?
Right. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I just...
Yeah, just like...
when you're just spewing out thoughts, I know. Sometimes it's hard to explain.
Right. And it's just like the big red, white, and blue flowers just all down the table I'm on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I have no clue what any of that means. But on both of them, I was in the military, my past and my future.
Yeah, not this one.
But I am very interested in battlegrounds and battlefields.
You are. You are. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Very cool.
Should have stuck with baseball.
So what did you, do you know what your takeaway was from that one?
I don't. This one has me bumfuzzled.
You just didn't get as many details. So.
Right. But it's weird because that thing that I was building just or designing is stuck in my head.
Like
it has a meaning or something.
She did say that this kind of stays open. The door kind of stays open for you for a few days. Mm-hmm. So it could be more details can come about.
Maybe so.
Like, make sure you write down anything, any dreams you have over the next few days.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. This could have been a bad idea.
It's so exciting.
But, yeah, that's where I'm at. Apparently, in the past, I was just like a...
Dude.
Baseball, army, motorcycles, and then in the future, I'm more serious and...
Yeah.
Important.
Top secret.
Yeah.
Crazy. You're an alien.
Oh, thanks.
you're a man in black. That's what you are.
I am not. Get out of town.
Okay.
Your turn.
So my future, I had a... It was really hard. It was a lot harder to connect with this one than it was the past one. I will say that, which is very interesting to me, because if your mind's just making shit up, why couldn't it just make shit up both times?
For real.
You get so much more detail on your past life than you
did
your future life.
I never had any smells in my present or future.
Yeah.
But in the past, I had all these smells and...
That's what I mean.
And like I say, it sounds so cliche because, you know, the way I act now with... being a very big tomboy, and then is that why I'm having this kind of pass per se?
God.
Thoughts.
Okay.
Just saying.
Let me take
you. I got really emotional.
yeah. Okay. Because that meant nothing.
Get out of here.
Let me take you 300 years in the future.
God, you picked 300?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a three.
And I did two because it's the even number. We're such a goober.
It's like, what about your spirituality led you there? I don't know. I just like threes.
If you do. Your larva said it's 703.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
So.
Continue. Because it's a three.
In the future. I went to the future. And this one was harder to stay focused on. Like, to stay where I was supposed to stay. And not, like, go off into something mm-hmm. else. So,
same.
I landed, you know what I mean. I started as a young woman, I would say teens, maybe 17, 18 years old. I was in a penthouse.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it looked like Portland or Seattle, one of those like really cool looking tests. And maybe even, I mean, try Tokyo. Something like super modern, very bright, a lot of steel buildings. Just, you know, very tall high rises everywhere, all around me. And I was on the top of one. That's where I lived. And I was, when I started this journey, I was lying by my infinity pool in a bikini. I was very,
wow.
Yeah.
19-ish?
Yeah. 18, 19. Oh, God. I had a very beautiful body, and I was just lying there. I could feel the sun. I could feel the wind. Because
you're living
it was,
life.
Yes. And I looked around my house. It was very modern, clean lines. My penthouse apartment is all glass. Everything, like, you can see into it. It's all glass, but I'm in the penthouse. Nobody can see that high. And I can just look out over the city, and my pool is an infinity pool that goes right off over the edge of the building. Like, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. What did I do for a living as a job? I did not have a job because I was born rich. I am an heiress of some kind. I have never wanted for money ever, but I am very interested in researching how the body works and learning all that I can. So I'm working, I'm just not getting paid for it because I don't need to. And so I start doing really interesting research projects. I'm doing a lot of research on aging and getting around that. And my first significant event was me in a boardroom and I want to say TV producers are pitching an idea for a show of mine. They would like me to share my research, get more people on board, and explain what it is that I'm doing.
Wow.
And to do this in like a talk show format, almost like the doctors or something. Well, I don't know. But just to get it to the masses. And so I don't know if it's like a TV show or if it's more like a commercial or what's going on. But it's definitely get this out there. People need to know about it. And we need to get more minds on it.
So you must have found something important.
Yeah. And that's like, I don't need to work, but I want to do this.
Right.
This is very interesting to me. And I'm like poring over books and I'm doing tons of research by myself. I never have anyone with me. So my second is I am now in my office, which is a gigantic office. Again, like, top floor of a building, glass everywhere.
You must not be afraid of heights.
No. I own the company. I have a ton of people working for me who are the best minds in the world because I can afford them. And
good Lord,
we are
rich
doing
bitch.
Yeah, we're doing research that is going to make a difference. I know it is going to change the world what we're doing, and I'm so passionate about it. And but I'm running this company, and I just felt powerful, very powerful. But I knew it had a purpose. There was a reason to it, and it was going to be changing the world.
I'm just saying, that sounds about like you today.
Okay, hang on.
Sorry.
So, the third significant point in my life, I'm getting a little older. I'm still running the company. I've stepped back from putting as many hours in just because I'm trying to enjoy life a little more. But people are using my products and they are changing the world. We are seeing people living well into their hundreds and not looking like they're in their hundreds. I am probably at this point 90s, and I look like I'm 40.
Wow.
Yeah. So everything that we're doing is changing how we age. And I understood that it was something to do with robotics a little bit and like introducing them into the body.
There it is. Uh-huh. I was wondering if we was going to hear that tonight.
Yes. And this was technology that I have created alongside my scientists.
Wow.
And so then we had to go to the last day and I am sick in the hospital. I felt like I was 190 or 119. I want to say 190, but that seemed like insane to me. And so that's why I said 119.
Holy crap.
But I definitely could have been 190 because it was like insanity. But I look, I don't look like I'm 190.
well, I don't know what people look like.
Unless we dig them up, we don't know what that looks like.
But she said, even if you think it's the craziest thing, make sure.
Yeah, that's why I wrote it down. And then, but I'm sick. And a product, one of my products that I have in my body has failed. And it's too late to correct it. It's too far gone and I can't be saved. And I'm still telling them like, you need to figure out the problem with this and fix it so nobody else has to do this, because I could have lived another, who knows how long if we hadn't made this mistake. Don't let anybody else go through this. And that's like on my deathbed, I'm telling them fix this and don't let anybody else go through this. And then I passed, but after I had changed the world.
And lived to be 190.
Yeah. After, but I was like.
That wasn't good enough.
No, because it has to be.
I know.
So, yeah. Wow. I think the interesting thing about that is there's a medical aspect in both past life and future. Although none at all in my present life.
At all.
So I don't know what that is, but
unless I count.
Yeah.
Because it was your daughter and now it's your wife that's in medical field. And then finally you.
And then me, yeah. I finally get around to it. But yeah, I thought it was very interesting.
But if you have set your heart on anything, say this podcast, you dig into it. You think it's going to change, I mean, you know, anything that you think is going to change somebody or help people, you go ahead and over heels and do your research.
Yeah.
So you do, you're that research person still.
Yeah.
Just pointing it out.
No, I thought it was really cool the way that I pored over books and research constantly and I didn't need to. There was absolutely no reason that I ever needed to do any of it. I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted so badly to leave a mark behind. And I mean, I guess that's another leaving behind a legacy. That's another thing. So I don't know. It's really weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. It just seems like your past life seems cliche and my future does.
True.
It seems like it's a dream world that could never happen. But it was hard for me to stay there and to stick with it, but yeah, it was really cool.
It is cool.
I'm so glad we did it, and Chrissy is just
amazing. A doll.
Yeah, we will definitely get her information, and post it on Facebook or.
She has a page and stuff, so we'll have to get it out.
So if you guys want to do any of this past life regression stuff, and I'm not trying to change anybody's religion or anything, I'm just saying it's an interesting thing to look into. Because Terry wasn't into it at all. Terry was a total skeptic, and she came out the other side a little bit more of a believer.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, a baseball player. And what did I do? I played baseball until they made me stop playing on the boys' team in middle school.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I don't know.
I'd like to see you go through a full session, though.
It scares me, to be honest. Well, she was kind of talking about it, about how you touched base with your past that was here. And I don't want to bring any things up with losing my mother and stuff. I just feel like, I don't know. This is a hard month about it anyway, because it's her birthday month. So
yeah.
It's pretty emotional right now anyway. So,
but I think there's something so comforting about it, though. The fact that, I mean, you just in this small session that we did, you came away with, I don't have to be scared to get old.
That's true.
And like, you don't have to be completely, you don't have to avoid that part either,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to run into her again.
That's valid.
Yeah. That most people who research the past life find that there are constants in our life, or all of our lives, and we carry those people with us in some way throughout our lives. So, yeah.
It's just a lot to take in tonight. It's not nothing bad. Just, wow. And that's just over a Zoom. It still scares me to do one-on-one, but I would definitely do it. I don't know. I just feel weird about it.
So there are a lot of past life stories. I've heard a lot of past life stories. So if you guys want us to like do an episode of past life stories, a lot of people have done that. That's why I am hesitant. Maybe a Facebook Live.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. I think maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll have people that's had
near-death experiences. Yeah, those are cool too. Well, what do you think? Oh, they can't answer me. Shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that is what happened when we did a QHHT kind of mini session, group session, if you will, with Christy Clemens Hoffman. And her information, I mentioned it, is her own, like, practice is Angels Guidance with Christy Clemens Hoffman. And then she's also part of a practice called Radiate Wellness. And you can find those on Facebook. I will link out on our page to those. I'd recommend it.
For sure.
We definitely had fun.
We did. And if that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I can't could it be? Imagine a full one-on-one session.
I know. It'd be crazy.
Crazy.
So, do we have any reviews this week?
We've got two.
Two?
What?
Dose?
That's two. The first one is V Mommy times 4. She updated her...
Oh, we love those.
Yeah, she updated her review and it's still 5 stars.
That's great. Thank
you,
V
Mommy. She owes us a drink, so I think we need to take her up on that once it warms up a little bit and we can drive safely.
I agree. We're not getting out this weekend, but...
yeah, thank you for the review. And then we have another one from Chrissy Laurie. And it's a 5-star as well and a sweet, sweet review.
Awesome. Thank you, Chrissy. And ladies, I'm assuming ladies, send us an email and we will send you a sticker of your choosing. Well, we really only have the bird one now, so... But they really look pretty badass, so that's why
we're
excited about that.
A couple in the mail last time we went out and about, and just give us your address and we'll send them out.
Yes. So, I want to do something kind of different. Okay, this episode's just tits up. It's over.
It's what?
So I want to do, everybody's doing this Valentine's Day challenge on Facebook, and I wanted to do a Facebook Live to do it, and Terry was like, don't make me do a Facebook Live.
So
we're just going to do it here instead.
Oh, jeez. Let's see how many of these I get wrong.
It's not right or wrong. It's more like opinion.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So we're going to argue. Yeah. We're going to argue, huh?
So, first question. How did you meet?
Well, we've known each other forever. All through school.
Yeah. So we lived in the same town. of 1,000 people.
Seen each other all the time.
Yeah. So we knew each other from when we were small children.
When we both love softball. So we played softball together as well.
We did. We played softball together in high school. I was pitcher. She was catcher.
How gay is that? Anyway, moving on.
Anyway. And I had a huge crush on her from the time I was like 8 years old.
You're so silly.
There's that. She doesn't believe me, but that's the truth.
I don't believe you.
That's the absolute truth.
But I like hearing it.
Yeah. So, first date.
Oh, so let me tell you. This goob let me fix her spaghetti on our first date. And then years later, she's like, oh, by the way, I don't even like spaghetti. I'm like, what the? Are you serious? And I was so happy. I made a big old meal of spaghetti. I mean, how romantic is that? Spaghetti?
It was good. It was the best spaghetti I'd ever had.
Because you don't like spaghetti.
Well, I liked your spaghetti, so there you go.
Thank you.
Your spaghetti is the only spaghetti I like, babe.
It's just because you love me already.
Probably. How long have you been together?
Well, we've been together 6 years total.
6 years, yeah.
And then married.
Well, it's going on 6 years.
Yeah, and then going on 3 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years in June?
3 years in June.
Yeah. Yeah. Time flies when you have fun.
Yeah, it does. When was your first kiss?
Oh, again. That
May 10th, 2015.
Whoa. You know the date?
I do.
And it was, did it just say when or where?
Just when.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, it was in my house at the time.
Yeah.
She attacked me.
You make it sound so much like worse or.
I'm kidding.
And not innocent.
I'm so innocent.
Okay, that's great. How long have we been married? We said that, 3 years. What's the age difference? Well, Terry's 72 and I'm 25, what so it's kind of big.
Why are you doing this to me?
Okay, she's 4 years older than me, so she was a senior when I was a freshman in high school, so maybe technically like three, but it depends on time of year, right?
There you go.
Sometimes she's four, sometimes she's three. You get it?
Oh my gosh.
Because that's how the year works, you know?
I get it.
Okay.
I'm older, but definitely not wiser.
You're wise. You are a wise old fool.
Oh, I'm a wise old man.
Who was interested first? Well, me.
So you.
Yeah. So I really had to put a spell on her, hoping it doesn't break anytime soon, because
holding strong so far.
So that's fun. The most impatient.
You answer this one.
I think it might be you.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I don't know. I go with the flow a lot. Like,
yeah. And I want to kick you in the butt sometimes to get
you
going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I think if there's ever any time when it's like, oh my God, come on, it's usually you saying
that. It is. Because you wait till the last minute to do anything.
See?
Anyway.
Okay, there you go.
Dang it.
Most sensitive.
Oh, for sure me. I cry all the time,
okay,
I feel like.
Okay, listen. You are like Leo the lion brute. And I am sweet, kind, sensitive Pisces.
Gosh.
So you can't even compare the two.
Fine. I mean, I'll be a brute.
You are. You can't help it. Right. You are just tough and hard and I'm like, please don't hurt me anymore.
Stop saying that. The first time you said that to your parents about me, I was like, oh my God, what do I do right now?
So I'm always saying, Terry, please don't hit me again.
Oh my God.
And it's totally a joke because I would knock her on her ass if she ever hit me. So that'd be fine. Loudest?
You.
What?
Just kidding.
You are so loud. You like bellow sometimes.
Okay, listen. Listen, Linda.
I'm Shayla. Shayla.
You're loud, too.
I can be loud.
Oh, see?
I can be loud, but, like, you are, like...
I am
you
more
have
loud
to stop
than
and
you.
Apologize all the time. Like, I'm sorry, I got too loud.
Yeah. I get my moods.
Yeah, I think you've been win loudest. All most right. stubborn.
You.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because if it's not your way, it's no way. Listen, your way is the only right way.
That is called the Manus gene. Not only do we not like to change our minds, but we also don't like to be told we're wrong.
Yeah,
that's thanks not for a that good warning. Thing. No, I think I'm better than most of the family, but
that's valid. At least I can talk you out of something sometimes.
Yeah,
maybe one of 50.
Right.
The rest of them know.
Falls asleep first. Okay, here's a story. This just happened like 2 days ago. So
well,
I just,
you don't throw me under the bus.
No, I'm just telling a story. So just a couple nights ago, I downloaded Headspace on my phone because I've been having trouble sleeping. And I thought it would be nice to start meditating, getting a little bit of clarity and being able to fall asleep quicker. So I turn on, I just set it up. I was so tired. And so I just put it on a 10-minute sleep. It's called like shutting down or something like that. Meditation. 10 minutes. And so the teacher goes through the meditation and she's like, take a couple deep breaths in and out and in. And I hear, I shit you not. Two breaths in, she was asleep. And so I'm laying here. Bodhi is at the foot of the bed chewing on a bone. And Terry's over here sleeping and mumbling and snoring. And I'm like, are you friggin' kidding me? Like, how am I supposed to meditate with all this noise? And they don't give a shit. They're just living their life. No. So it's definitely, definitely her.
Oh, I'll take it. I do fall asleep fast.
I can't
wake up way
that.
Easier, so.
That's true, but I cannot understand that. Because also, you get up in the middle of the night and let Bodhi out all the time. And then you come back to bed and you're asleep in a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got up and let the dog out and went to the bathroom and came back to bed, I'd be up. I mean, that's it. I cannot fall back asleep after I've been up and moved much. But Terry gets up, makes a pot of coffee, I don't know, cooks her a meal and then goes back to bed and go back to sleep. I mean, she can do 100 things and then walk right back to bed and go back to sleep. And I am
wide awake.
I'm just, you know, mind boggled over it. I don't understand how that works. I wish I could do that, but I can't. So that's a long answer to who falls asleep first, but cooks better.
Now, what did you say? What's your answer to this?
Me.
You don't even cook.
Yeah, but I only cook like once every 3 months.
So you can't say you cook better.
It's quality, not quantity.
Oh, shit. Well, if you cook better, you cook me dinner more.
No, I'm fine. You're better.
Okay. Jesus.
Better morning person.
That is definitely me.
Yeah, but...
But
you're still crabby.
But, well, we're both crabby, but you're just more.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, she learned pretty early. Like, I think I really hurt her feelings early on
you
in our relationship. Whenever she woke me up before my alarm went off. Like, you want to die? Wake me up before my alarm goes off. Because I will lose my mind. I was so mad. And it's like, I have no control over it. It's like my sleep demon just takes over. It's like, I need more sleep. And it's ugly.
Yeah, it's
so,
very ugly.
Yeah, so she's definitely the morning person. Because, again, she just pops out of bed. Her alarm goes off. Boing, she's up.
Yeah, and you hit snooze like 15 times.
Yeah, like the normal person.
Even on a day off. My day off, I have to wake up to your stupid 10 alarms.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Okay. For like the past month, I have gotten up on my first alarm.
Prove it.
Well, I can't now. It's in the past. I love that. Who's the most competitive?
Oh, I think we're both freaking competitive.
I do too. I think we would be competitive over who was the most competitive. No, it's me. Yeah.
We're both
very competitive. We are not the couple that lets the other one win when
at
they
anything.
Feel bad. Like,
again,
loser.
I cook better than you. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Who's the funniest? Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely Is there Shayla. Even a question?
I can't even argue with that one.
No.
For sure you.
You can't.
Okay, well, move on.
I'm freaking funny.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything witty to say right now, but hey.
Move on.
It just comes naturally. It's not something that I can, you know, bring up on cue.
Oh, is that how it works?
It's how it works. It's just natural. Where do you eat out most as a couple? God, I don't know where.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. We eat out way too much, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't know that we have, like, a favorite place.
The place we eat mostly is Andy's, probably.
That's terrible. That's right. It is Andy's. Because,
we
I mean,
love our ice cream.
When it comes down to real food,
or like, custard.
We just change all the time. We don't really have a mm-hmm. go-to.
Fair enough.
Well, no, we're not going to be eating Andy's for a while because it's too damn cold outside. We need some warm ice cream. I don't know how that works, but... Who's more social?
Oh, for sure me.
Yeah.
I have to drag yourself out.
Yeah.
Wait. I have to drag you out of the house.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I hate... I just... it's because I'm an empath and I feel all that and it just like muddles me up. It wears me out. I'm exhausted when I come home from a social event. Just exhausted. Like it just drains everything in me.
Wow.
I'm working on some like protection exercises to protect my
Oh, really?
Energy.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So maybe I can do stuff like that because I'm a hoot.
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah.
People need to see that.
I'm depriving the world of this. And I need to
hey, we want to do meet and greets in the future, so you're going to have to learn to buck up.
Buck up.
Big, okay. Big girl panties on.
Who is the neat freak?
Oh my God, me for sure.
It's definitely Terry. See, Terry likes everything organized in its place. And what happens here is...
if anything's going to cause us a divorce, it's going to be that.
For sure. Because I like things within reach. And so if I think that I'm going to use it again, I don't put it away.
Again in the next month, the next year? What do you tell me?
But also, the problem that has happened with this... Obviously, if I leave things out, leave things, you know, not in their right place, then Terry's head explodes when she walks in. But conversely, when Terry tidies things up, Shayla can't friggin' find anything.
So your head explodes.
Yeah. So it's like those opposites. Oh my gosh. And it's I can't tell you how many times I've been like, hey, where is na-na-na? And she's like, oh, I threw that away last week. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
she's like, it's been sitting there for 6 weeks. I'm like, yeah, because I knew I was going to need it. And now I do. And you've thrown it away. So that's where we're at. This is great.
Better about asking you first.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and 6 weeks, not even.
Okay. Like 2-3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
Still.
We can't have stuff piled up on our kitchen counters in
I'm
our
gonna
deep freezer.
Use it. No, whatever. You should. So honestly, whenever Terry, because Terry works 48 hour shifts, and if she works a weekend, like the full weekend, this house looks like a bachelor pad. It's not, like
I'm so
terrifying.
Mad when I come home and you don't.
Now you have never come home to it looking the way that it does when you're gone.
Thank God. I can
you.
Only imagine.
I know you would just fall over dead if you walked in and seen the house the way that it looks when you're gone.
It makes my anxiety go up.
And so I sit here in my lovey, loving stuff thrown everywhere until about 10:30 Sunday night. And then I clean like a maniac for half an hour.
And then you finish at 7 o'clock in the morning
That's
when I'm
right.
driving home.
That's right, I do. And then Terry walks into her lovely home looking the way that she wants it to. And unless I miss something, which happens often.
Yesterday, there was a glass and 3 coffee cups on one table. Don't turn your head on me. And half the coffee cup still had like half a coffee in it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You know what?
And then, Mrs. dumped the leftover soda out of the can and just leave your can in the sink.
I do that. I do that a lot.
Oh my God.
Well,
the trash can's 2 feet away.
I want to recycle, so I want to let it dry out.
For how long?
Until you throw it in the garbage. Okay,
oh,
so
geez,
next
sorry,
time.
Moving on.
Do you get flowers often? I wouldn't say often, but I do get flowers a lot.
Me?
No, Tara gets flowers once or twice a year.
I really get something different.
Yeah. Well, Terry is a big spender. Terry likes things. And so Terry loses out on some of those flowers and stuff like that because
Terry buys she buys things.
she gets herself gifts, so I don't really need to do that. If she wants something, she just buys it. So it's not really left there for me to do. she just takes care of her own stuff.
There you go. Yeah. I like it.
How long did it take to get serious?
Oh, God.
I don't want to talk about it.
I was a bad person. I kept it took me about 5 minutes,
but... Whoa. That's a weird spot for that question. Like, so far down. Let's say 6 months, 3 months, something like
Probably 3 months, and it was because of me not wanting to commit.
Yeah. Well, you had just got divorced. So.
You don't bring that up.
Yeah. I said the D word. Who plans date night? We fight over who has to plan date night. We're like, no, it's your turn. It's your turn. No, it's your turn. So neither if we can help it.
For sure. No,
we need to have like a designated friend that we can call and be like, so what are we doing tonight?
I like it.
Because we can't ever decide.
One of those spinny board things where it tells you where you're going, what you're doing.
But you know what we would do? We would spin it and be like, eh, I'm not really feeling that. Because that's usually what happens. Whoever has to choose is like, oh, I think we should go to FD's today. We're like, I'm not really feeling FD's.
It's really part of it.
So that's the bad part about it. It's like, okay, you told me to choose and then you said you don't want it. So you're so gonna you have choose. To just decide. Yeah. It's good times. Who is the first one to admit when they're wrong?
Me.
Yeah, probably. You are wrong so much that it's kind of gotten normal.
Whoa. Again, let's talk about this manness of, I'm never wrong.
Yeah, that's why I never admit that I'm wrong, because I'm not.
Whatever. Hi. Get out of here.
Okay, so that one's a fun one. Who wears the pants in the relationship? That's a weird question. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to answer it?
I think we both wear pants most of the time.
Sweatpants. Oh, it's like a 50-50. It depends on what we're doing or what we're talking about.
I think we wear different pants.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we can't fit them in the same pants.
No, those would be some big pants. I think we just, we have our different areas.
Right.
That we're like, no, this is mine. Yeah.
For sure.
Like, Terry's like, we need to put the grocery order in tonight because I need to pick it up tomorrow. Sit down and tell me what you want to eat. And
the struggle is real.
And then I'm like,
no,
I need all your tax documents because I'm filing our taxes today. Like, do it now. So we just both have our different areas that we supervise. Who cries more?
Definitely me.
Yeah, definitely Terry, which is weird.
Why is that weird? I don't know. To cry.
I don't know, because I'm a crier. So
no, you're not a crier.
I am a crier. I just don't cry when you're around, probably. I cry a lot when I'm by myself.
I can't stop it.
Because I look like an idiot when I cry, and I don't want anybody to see me look like I'm like...
Now I'm going to have to try to make you cry. Yeah. Just kidding.
Okay. Who has more tattoos?
Me.
Yeah, you.
One, two, three.
I have three.
Four. I have four.
Still you, then. Who sings better? I do, because Terry does this weird like with her voice. Whoa, like, have you ever heard? Okay, like, it's definitely like a Tim McGraw like 90s country like thing that they used to do with their voice, and she does all the time, and it makes me crazy. I know she's just doing it to be silly, but
for
it's
sure
terrible.
You're welcome.
I don't know. It's Why just terrible. I can't even this? Like think of a song. But it's awful.
I figured you'd mention me singing the wrong lyrics all the time.
Well, there's that too.
Because I always do that.
I mean, you can sing the wrong lyrics and still sing them beautifully.
I suppose.
But then when you're also like doing your howling, it's not good.
I'm just being dumb.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Who hogs the remote?
You.
Oh, yeah, me. Definitely
sure.
Me.
I never get to watch what I want.
Okay. You're here through the day, all day when I'm at work.
I never turn TV on.
Well, that's your own fault.
I don't say I'm mad about it.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Don't care to watch what you're watching. You like, I like what you watch.
Oh, I think we've answered this question. Who spins the most?
You.
Okay.
You definitely me.
Yeah, definitely Terry. She likes her toys. She likes her gadgets.
Electronics.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I like my certain clothes.
Yeah. She pays like $30 for her underwear, guys.
Stop it. Don't bring that up.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy to pay $30 a pair for underwear.
Now listen, I got you a pair of those underwear for Christmas. And
they are freaking fantastic.
Yes, they are.
They are. They're great. But $30 is a lot. Did you go to the same school? Yes, we answered that one already. Where's the furthest you two have traveled? I'm assuming together.
California?
Yeah, we went to a friend's wedding and during a pandemic.
Don't talk about
we went
it.
To Lake Tahoe for the wedding, and it was absolutely wonderful. And then we drove over to San Francisco, which was
smoky.
Yeah, it was smoky. We were lucky we got there in enough time to like see it and take pictures before the smoke rolled in. So yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I love California. I
want to go back.
I want to live there. I want to not come back here. Who drives when you are together?
Me.
Yeah, definitely. Always. I hate to drive. I want a chauffeur because I hate driving. Hate it.
I don't mind. Yeah. That's basically what my job is.
Yeah.
Ambulance driver.
Yeah, you are a driver. Toot, toot. So that's all the questions.
Oh, that was fun.
It was fun. It's much better than like trying to friggin' copy and paste that and type it all out. That's a nightmare. So, that's a little extra Valentine's Day fun.
Did you have a good weekend with it?
Yeah. Except for the weather. I mean,
it's pretty gross, but we did a staycation.
Yeah.
Stayed home. Barely left the house.
We've been watching some interesting TV. So, right now, yesterday, we watched the Alyssa Lamb documentary on Netflix, which that case has always been crazy to me. The conspiracy theories that came out of it were insane, but you can see how people would get down that rabbit hole on a lot of those. And then we started watching Surviving Death. Was that what it's called?
Yep.
And, that's a lot about the past lives and, near-death experiences and stuff like that. So kind of what we were talking about this week. And, it's pretty interesting. We have seen a few people on there that we have seen in other places in other documentaries that we've watched about it. So it's cool. It's fun. We'll probably do a Facebook Live on past lives sometime because I think it's something to talk about.
I'm down.
And discuss. Yeah. So.
Because my view on it's a little different or getting different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. This actually ran long since we had all of our past life story to tell and then. We decided to play a little game at the end.
Yeah. I hope everybody enjoys this different podcast.
Yeah, just a little bit different.
Episode, whatever.
Just a different feel. I mean, there's not a story, but there is, but it's different. And it's more like just us talking about stuff that kind of interests us.
Blah, blah, blah.
So
next week, what do you, anything planned?
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to decide if we'll do a ghost story or if we'll do a murder story. Because this is kind of a paranormal-ish feel to it, so we might just do a murder.
You're struggling now. It's definitely time to go.
Yeah, I think so. So, you guys have a great week. Stay safe out there. Everything's gone to shit with the weather, so be very careful. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to. Unless, you know, you live somewhere that it's not happening, and then...
Well, do what you want.
Good for you. I wish we were there.
Don't rub it in.
All right. Have a good week. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.